Aircheckdownloads.com. Radio
1 weather. Well, I don't even have a rose. Right, the weather, Glasgow, mainly dry, 7 degrees. Belfast, 6, and mainly dry in Manchester and Cardiff and London and Plymouth. Fog patches for Birmingham and Norwich, so there's just a little strand spreading across the middle. It'll be dry overnight, mainly with a few fog patches. Showery outbreaks developing tomorrow in Scotland and Northern Ireland. England and Wales, sunny with isolated showers, mainly in the southeast. Radio 1. Yeah, we've got it all. Bing, bing, bing. Oh, where's the other bit? Oh, I can't do it without the music. I can't do it without the rest of the music. I'm shot. Only a real pro can do it without the music. We have a message from our travel centre. The driver's heading south on the M6 in Lancashire. That's Habit and Steve Miller's Fly Like an Eagle. Steve Wells, Andy Glenn and Simon, who work for Steve Wells, say, what was the name of the dragon? Talking of George and the dragons, on either the engine, we need to know. What was the name of the dragon? Mark Goodyear's here.
How would I know that? I know that kind of thing.
To know. Either the engine or the dragon, someone will know.
I do remember, yeah. Sort of, well, vaguely, either the engine.
Somebody, I'm sure, either this afternoon or tomorrow. I was having a natter with, last night at Phil Collins' thing with John Webster from Virgin. We were trying to remember a TV program, I think it was late 70s, was only on about 3 episodes, where a guy came from another planet and sort of warped backwards and forwards. And I couldn't remember the... Do you know the one I mean?
You know the one I mean? Can I be honest with you?
Yeah?
No. Don't throw the paper at me, for goodness sake. Anyway, you sound like you're having fun.
Yes.
And would you like to do a quick review of the Phil Collins gig? Because I didn't hear your review earlier on. Did you review earlier on?
It wasn't really a review, lovey. Not like a proper Bates review, lovey.
I understand.
It was just... I just enjoyed it. It was good. Phil was there. I mean, for someone to do that with their voice, when their voice is wobbly anyway, is quite beyond me.
He's a trooper, and he looks like he really enjoys it. I mean, it's not as if it's a task or a job or anything. He just loves being
absolutely
a musical star.
Absolutely. The great thing, the surprise, I think, for people maybe that haven't seen him before, is his drumming ability is really astounding. He's a very, very good drummer. Very tight.
World-class drummer, actually. Yeah. One of the best.
Yeah.
But no longer does it quite so much. Anyway, we have Mike and Mark's topical trivia quiz here. He said retitling the very famous quiz that runs at this time. And here's how we play. We have two
Steve
questions
down
now.
Here. You've got Steve down here on the top.
It was somebody else. They were trying to hurt your feelings.
Right.
They're trying to tell you something.
I know.
But don't worry about it.
Okay, so let's get tropical.
Two questions now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one at 6:20. You need all three answers to win the Lenny Henry BBC video, which is just out, which is totally spondicious.
Really great. Really, yeah. Really, really wonderful. I love it. It's one of my favourites.
Correct. Question one. This is for you.
This is for me.
You do this one.
Who?
Don't give the answer.
I won't. You know me too well. I'll block out the answer of... Who is selling his house after spending just 5 nights there? Who is selling his house after just spending 5 nights there? I won't give the price because that's a clue.
Okay.
Right.
And question two, why will ITV be showing even more repeats? Why will ITV be showing even more repeats? You'll have the third question later. You need all three answers to win.
Nothing to do with garlic.
Right. Number three?
No, later. We'll do that one later.
No, this one's good now. I'd like to read this
you
one.
Can't do
oh,
it.
I see.
Later, 6:20.
Oh.
Then win Lenny Henry on video.
Okay, that's great. I mean, what a good value prize.
Absolutely.
Great. It's going to keep me tuned in because I don't know the answer to number three is. Do you like my Steve Wright disguise? I've got this special glasses and nose and little moustache, so I could be Steve today.
I think it works very well
on
radio.
Is that realistic?
It works very well on radio.
It's good, isn't it?
Play a record.
Very visual. Great pianist, great keyboards player, Keith Emerson and a honky-tonk Train Blues. Karen Jackson from the Wirral called here to say the Eye of the Engine Dragon was called Idriff. I-D-R-I-F. Idriff. Oh, well. Now we all know now. There you go. Thanks for that, Karen. Ed Koska from Deepest Darkest Worcestershire says, please say a big thank you to everyone who came to the St. Trinian's party on Saturday. Sounds like fun. Especially to Andy, who looked nothing like Joyce Grenfell, but left with someone who did. I like it. The Devon and Cornwall police, the boys down there in blue doing a hard job, said, please, Mike, give us all a mention. Working hard down here. That's the Plymouth and Exeter murder incident rooms down there. Doing a tough job. So the Devon and Cornwall boys, well done to you. It's 25 past five.
It's Your Radio 1 is coming to George Square in Glasgow next month as part of Radio Goes to Town. Your Radio 1 on Monday, May the 7th.
BBC Radio 1.
And not half nice to have the opportunity to talk to a couple of top dogs, really, isn't it?
Counting every single minute. Counting
That's Sonia counting every single minute. I will be back tonight at 7.30 till 8.30 with a chart of gold, replacing records you've lost over the years, an old Top of the Pops and a month of the year. Mark Goodyear at 6, the hit list and the music jam and the high-end session. Sybil and Alan on the way, but first, Willie Shakespeare's birthday and lovey, his dear, dear Johnny.
Aircheckdownloads.com.